I've only ever heard negative things from anybody in production that has worked in or around her. Not in her. around her.
Ew.
Around her.
Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awkward.
Please. Social podcast.
Well, that's
it. I can usually feel the pressure. I'm like, oh man, I know what this is.
I love when you feel the pressure. First of all, hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. I am here with Ariel Washington. Ariel, how's your back doing so far?
Pretty good.
Good. I love that feeling you get when, like, you feel like a bone's getting ready to crack, and you're like, oh, that's going to be real fucking good.
That's
going to
be a good one.
That's going to be a good one.
I hate it when it's anticlimactic.
Yes.
Though.
It's like, you know, when you're going to step on a dried leaf, and you're like, oh, it's going to go on the way down, and then it just goes, yeah, it's just so disappointing. I'm like, ah, you didn't do at all what I wanted you to do, Mr. Leaf, you know, and
that's so disappointing when you're like, oh, this is good. It's hurting. It's just like,
yeah.
And you're like, well, now I got to wait for the next time.
I learned from TV to crack my neck. That's where it all started. I was watching The Addams Family, and Uncle Fester, like the old school, like 1950s, 1940s, whatever year, decade it was, of The Addams Family. And Uncle Fester does this thing where he takes his hands and he cracks his neck like this, you know, on top of his head, bottom of his jaw, and then the other way. And I was sitting in class, and I was like in third grade. And I was like, does that even really work? And I went like this. I went, brah! And it was so loud, and I was like, what the fuck? And it felt so good. It was amazing. And I went the other way. It wasn't quite as good. And then, you know, I kept trying to do it. But then I realized, I'm like, oh, it essentially has to rebuild to that point. And I remember one night I say to my sister, I was like, this is crazy. You want to see this thing you could do? I'm like, okay, put one of your hands on my jaw. Put your other hand on the back of my head and twist as hard as you can.
Those aren't good instructions.
Not at all. I was an 8-year-old, 9-year-old telling my sister.
Why didn't you just show her what you did?
Because I thought it would be fun for her to do it. And then she tried to, and thankfully, like.
So I'm talking to a ghost. You died at 8.
Oh, I died along.
Oh, okay.
I died multiple times, once from scurvy. Like, I am not a smart
person.
Here,
I thought I didn't have the sight.
Yeah, no, this is a Ariel and Ghost podcast.
So people are just hearing me when they listen.
Hey, what if I record each channel separately. I could take myself out of the episode completely, and they'd be like, who is she talking to?
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. And so that's where I got it all from. And now every time I crack anything, I went from that to wrist, knuckles, yada, yada, whatever. And I just like, now I just crack everything when I wake up, and not even always by choice. Like I'm waking up and starting my day, and then I reach for my phone and be like, oh, what time is it? And then my elbow goes,
ah! Oh yeah.
You know,
you've been down for something, your knees are like,
yeah.
Pop, pop.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh
yeah,
I'm that old.
Yeah, exactly. I'm standing there literally like my knees are kind of sore and hurting a little bit. And then when I know, like when I hear them go pop, pop, I'm like, okay, they're in place now. Good. I can start my day.
Do you ever experience a thing where like older people than you get mad at you for saying you're old?
Oh, my God.
They're like, hey, you don't even know, you whippersnapper. And it's like, well, listen, I'm old. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm older than I was. Yes. When I turned 30. And we were like at some bonfire thing, and I was saying something like, oh, I'm going to be so old. I'm going to be 30 in a year or whatever. And they were like, that's not old. You let me know when you get to our age kind of thing. And they're like 40 or whatever. And then I get to 40. I'm like, I'm old. They're like, just wait till you get to my age. I'm like, motherfucker, stop moving.
I'll never get there.
I'm like, you were complaining about your body at my age now, back when you were this age. Maybe be like, yeah, I remember what 40 was like. 50's worse, but 40 was not great either.
Yeah.
Like, I just be like, hey, that sucks. Yeah, but don't worry. You'll be just fine.
Just, I want them to say to me, yeah, you are old.
Yeah.
Welcome. We get discounts.
Yeah.
We've just been here so long.
You met my buddy Aurelio. He's the one who constantly is like telling me, he goes, bro, you're not old enough yet. You're not old yet. And I'm like, I am old.
I'm old though.
Yeah, let me be old.
Yeah.
Let me be tired.
I'm dealing with the knee thing right now. Just let me have this. Like my knee just feels like it's like waiting to give out. And I'm like, just go back.
Yeah.
Just go back to where you were.
We're officially older than the cast of Cheers. You know, like we are.
Yeah, I'm as old as you were when I thought you were old.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Wow. Wow.
I feel like that's the realest shit I've ever said.
Yeah.
I'm as old as you were when I thought you were old. So yeah,
that's
I'm
rough.
Old.
That's rough. I remember, I still remember like being a teenager and looking at my 20-year-old cousin, like a cousin in their 20s. I'm like, fuck, they are old. They are old. They are
no,
out
when
of
I
it.
Was like 17, a 40-year-old was like, oh, yeah. Hello, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, ma'am. You go ahead. I know you're tired.
My neighbor's kid, when he sees me.
I got
me,
all the energy.
When a neighbor's kid sees me, like it's always very much like, sir, like, how you doing, sir? And one of the funniest things about that was, I didn't know his age. I knew he was younger because he was always riding around on the skateboard.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm like, well, okay, so he's maybe like my buddy Martin's age. He's probably like, you know, just the, you know, a few years younger than me. And then when he called me sir, I realized, nope, this is a 17-year-old. But I was like, he's about my age, right? I was like, no, wait, I'm 39. At the time I was 39, I'm like, no, I'm 39. What the hell? What am I talking about? I have 2 decades on this kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's right. I'm older.
Yeah,
fuck.
You're old.
I've aged.
We did.
Yeah.
The years started coming and it didn't stop coming.
Nope. I'm not going to continue that one either. I was going to, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to.
No, that guy's a racist anyway.
Yeah. Isn't he dead too?
Oh, did he die?
Yeah, he died.
Don't we have this conversation like once a month?
I never remember
that he died. Or I have this conversation with multiple people.
It's one of my favorite things when somebody's having a conversation being like, yeah, one of my favorite actors, blah, blah, blah. I can't believe he died. I'm like, they're dead. And I look at IMDb and either I'm like, oh shit, they're dead. Or they're not dead. And yeah. Like, they're not dead. And I'm like, yeah, look, they just put out a movie this year. I'm going to check it out. You know,
this is Instagram. This is this morning.
Yeah. He photobombed you at last night's rave. You know,
no, yeah, I it's always so funny when older people are like, you can't say you're old. Like, yeah. Why not? Just because you're older?
Yes.
I can't be old because you're older.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
No, it's not fair at all.
Let me be old.
Yeah, I remember. Like, okay, so you are 34, 35?
No.
36?
Nope.
37?
Well, technically, 38. Yes, I'm 36. I'll be 37.
Okay, yes. Technically, you're 36.
Well, because I'm
36.
Still 36,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm so, like right there. It's
yeah, I
right
understand.
On the horizon.
Your birthday is a month away.
This is my 37th year of life.
Yes, but it's not officially 37 until...
Okay.
Technically, no,
I was
actually.
Conceived at this time, so somewhere I existed in the South.
Of course you were conceived at this time. You were in utero once upon a time.
Yeah, it was like I had all the organs at this point.
I mean, yeah.
I was just waiting for my curtain.
We go by date of birth.
I was waiting for the
not
curtain.
Not the moment you were more than 4 cells.
I was almost fully formed.
You understand that, right?
At this point in 1987, I was almost fully formed.
Yeah, but you hadn't opened your eyes yet. You hadn't taken your first breath.
Yeah, because you have to do that outside.
Exactly. You haven't been born yet.
I was eating.
Yeah, but you're not okay. So you from zero. Before you're born, you're at zero, and then when you're born, you're
I'm like
one
right there.
Until you're, yes.
Why are you so mad about this? I'm right there.
Because you're not. You're 30. You're not technically 36.
Oh, so
are
I gotta
36.
Wait to just start saying it.
You could say you're technically 37, but you're actually 36. You're technically 37.
I'm technically 36. But I'm also technically 37.
I just cannot walk down the road with you. I cannot. I can't walk
I'm
down
technically,
the
technically, I'm like Schrodinger's 37.
Yeah. So you're both a dead cat in a box and a living cat outside of it?
I'm 36 and 11 twelfths.
Okay, that's you know what? Yeah. I'm about to be 41.
I love how like frustrated this is making.
Yeah, I'm 40 and 2/12.
There you go.
Yeah, sure. Let's...
Actually, that would be 1/6.
What if that is how I know 1/12? Who the fuck am I? Oh, God damn it, math. Stupid math.
Nerds
anyway.
In the house.
Yeah. So what if that's how they counted kids or babies' ages? But like, how old's your son? Oh, he's 1/12. He's 1/12 today.
It's better than months.
It is. It's better than months. I would rather be like, he's 1/12 today.
He's 1,500 months.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. I'm not good at math.
My son is about to hit, he's at 13 months right now. So he's about to be 2. Yeah, but you know, in months.
Wait, what did you just say?
They're like, he's 13 months.
And he's about to be what?
23 months. Sorry. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look, I've had quite the day, okay? I am exhausted. I've had an emotional journey.
Are you calculating the months?
No, I'm checking to see how long I'm going to edit out.
No, do not.
This is cyberbullying. Once it's online, it's cyberbullying, just so you know.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'll pull it together.
Yeah.
Don't delete any of that.
No, I'm going to, you know what? I'm gonna do an editor's, like, edit, like not. A director's cut and just double the laugh. I'm going to edit in all the times you previously laughed at me.
You were so into it, too. I had to stop you because I didn't want people to think I didn't know 13 months wasn't 2 years.
You know what's funny? This is me. I'm like, in my head, I did such quick math. I was like, well, 12 months is a year.
And a year and plus 1 year.
Plus 1 year is 24 months. Therefore, it's only 13. And that was my brain just, something died just now. I like, one of my eyes is about to droop. I'm going to slur and drool forever. Like, there was something that just, a synapse that did not fire in my brain.
I don't know why that was so funny to me.
Yeah.
Because it would have worked if you said just over a year.
Yeah. I don't know if it was you that shared this, but somebody shared it recently. And somebody asked a question like, about to be 40, do it hurt?
And, no, I didn't post that.
Yeah. And then, and I responded back to the thing and I was like, your knees crack when you don't want them to. Like, you no longer receive software updates. We are outdated technology. And I feel like my last software update was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And everything is just slowly starting to shut down because the new apps are not working. They're not, my body and my brain are no longer compatible. Something
I wish
needs
we
to be
had
changed.
Like a little disc that we could just put in and be like,
yeah,
I'm better now.
It would be,
I remember names again.
Yeah. And I remember, what's funny is I don't remember the names, but I remember the things that people say, here's a way to remember names. And I'm just like, oh, what? I'm like, oh, okay. It's not.
I remember situations. Like, if I talk to someone for enough of a time and it makes a mental imprint, I'll remember your name. Mm-hmm. But if it's just like, oh, I'd like you to meet such and such and such and such. They did this and we only talked for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I will forget your name immediately after I turn around. And I do not mean to do it. I'll turn back around and be like, usually one time you can do the, wait, remind me your name again, because I'm bad with names. But if you can't do it a third time.
Yeah.
Somebody, you can't do it after months. There's one woman whose name I can't remember, and I've known her for a couple of years now. She works at the barbecue place.
Yeah.
I love them so much. She's one of the best people. But like, I forgot her name, and I just started feeling like it had been too long to ask.
Yeah.
And then that just kept growing. And then I'm like, well, now it's definitely too long to be like, what was your name again? So I just have to take someone who's never been there and then let them introduce themselves.
Yes, I do that too.
And then hear what she says her name is.
You want to hear something really annoying right now?
What?
So an example that I would always give people when this conversation comes up is, there was a guy in accounting where I used to work at, where I worked at there for like 4 or 5 years. He was in the corporate office and I was in the office in LA. However, I would go to the corporate office once every few months, and he and I had numerous conversations with one another. Could never remember his name. Could not remember his name. And for years, I didn't know it. And I'd be like, hey, man, how you doing? I would always do something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and right now, as I was getting ready to tell that story, my brain was like, hey, don't forget to tell that story about how you can never remember Brian's name. I was like, what the fuck? Now you tell me his name? Now I haven't worked this since 2015. Now you're telling me his name? A decade later, my brain was like, Brian.
He's listening right now, like, wait a second.
He's like, you didn't know my name?
whole time.
I've been listening to your podcast for years because I thought this guy and I really connected.
I was wondering why he never talks about me.
Yeah. And and it's so funny how that just like hit me right now. It's like, how did I not know? And it's also funnier when somebody has the same name as someone that's in your life.
Yeah.
You know, there was a friend that I met through my friend Jessica. You know, I met a group of friends through her and her sister, one of which came to her and her boyfriend or fiance, whatever, would come to my shows all the time, the time. And this is for years and years and years. I mean, at least almost a decade now, if not already a decade. And then I was trying to, she was like, oh, I want to come to the show. Can you put me on the guest list? I'm like, sure. fuck, what is her name? What is her name? It's been a decade. It's been a decade. I'm like, I remember this. I'm like, fuck. I know that Jessica mentioned her name once before. What was it? And I'm like, hey, do you want me to put it under your name or under your boyfriend's name? She was just put it under mine. I was like, fuck. You know, and then.
The worst is when you try the, all right, how do you spell it again? Yeah. And they're like, L-U-C-Y.
Yeah.
Lucy.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I didn't know if it was I-E.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, God damn, I'm never going to figure it out. I'm never going to figure it out. And I'm like, and I know that I know what's going to happen. I'm like, I got to find a way to ask my friend Jessica. I'm like, hey, Jessica, what's your name? And then eventually, so what I did is like, oh, I'll go on her Instagram because, you know, something might come up or whatever. And then my friend Jessica happens to comment her name on one of the posts. I was like, oh, thank fuck. Now I know what her name is. Her name is Jessica.
Oh, no.
Her name is also Jessica.
That's so funny.
I was like, fuck me. I stressed this out so hard. And I said her name several times before discovering it was her actual name. I was just so disappointed with myself.
Oh, man.
It was frustrating.
That's hilarious.
It was hard. It was like, I was like, damn, I am bad at names.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not intentional.
No, not at all.
Sometimes. I want to remember names.
Yeah.
But so, I feel like my brain is at the point where it's like categorizing things. And it's like, if this doesn't like, yeah. isn't of immediate use to us, throw it out.
Yeah.
We'll pick it up later.
I can't tell you how many shows I watch where I don't learn a single character's name. I just.
Well, there's some shows where I cannot learn people's names. Like Game of Thrones. There's a ton of characters whose names I don't know.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Exact same thing.
There's like 57 Boromirs and Boromirs.
I know Frodo and I know Gollum.
And Sam.
Sam, yeah.
I know like the original,
yeah,
you know, Fellowship of the Rings. But outside of them?
Yeah. Not like there's Frodo, there's Toto. I know where there's a Wardor.
There's Hordor. A Bilbo.
Yeah, Bilbo. Oh, that's his uncle or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I know some of them.
Yeah, one of them's named Brian.
The name I do know who should have been in the movies is Tom Bombadil.
Yeah.
Because those pages were fun to read.
Yeah.
I was reading it like, why would they cut this out? This is so fun.
Yeah.
It's like a nice little break from all the murder that this is going to bring us.
It's because they were like, we need to tell the story that needs to be told.
Yeah, no. Tell Tom Bombadil. Give us some Tom Bombadil.
Yeah. I don't know who that is. You keep saying it. But
Tom Bombadil.
Yeah, don't forget to bomb the dill. That's a bomb dill.
Disgusting.
That's a bomb dill.
No, he's this character in Lord of the Rings that they bump into like before they even meet Aragorn. Mm. And I feel it's been a minute, but I feel like he's like this giant green jolly man. And he has like this.
So he's Shrek.
Chick with him.
Not jolly, yeah.
No, he's like cool.
Yeah.
And he's just fun and happy. And it's just like, oh, he seems cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a beer with him.
Would you have been okay with if, say, in the bar where they're hanging out, if you just see his character in the background having a drink?
Like, no.
No,
you it wouldn't have fit.
No.
No.
Okay.
Read it.
No, I'm not gonna read Lord of the Rings just because you want me to read about Bombadil.
He's the best. You should read it. Just up to that. It's not that far in.
Yeah. Do you have the book so I can?
I do.
Okay. I love that when we talk and we use visuals with our hands and it doesn't translate to the podcast. When I edit it, sometimes I think to myself, I'm like, what was she doing there that she's describing?
don't have to see my hands.
No,
it's
I know.
I express myself. But you don't get to see my hands, people.
Oh, my God. Is that what you sound like when you're on the mic? Let's turn that a little bit.
a dick.
Absolutely.
I mean,
I'm just a dick who
doesn't know 13 months isn't 2 years.
I'm just the bomba. I'm a bomba dick. That was hard. My brain was so confident. My brain was that kid who was like, have you ever, you would, you could, kid, or whatever, from that one YouTube video.
Oh, man. Yeah. I love that kid. I recently sent my friend a gif of, and I don't care what the guy said, we should call it, a gif of the what in the butt video.
Yes.
And that has been like a long-standing joke between she and I for years since it came out. Like on our birthdays, we'll send each other that video. Mm-hmm. And that's like our connective tissue. That one video is like kept that friendship strong.
Yeah.
Memes save lives.
They do. They keep friendships alive a lot longer, even if the conversations are no longer interpersonal. Like imagine talking, like I remember, so there's a friend of mine who he travels a lot for his work. And we send each other like memes all the time that are a little bit like, he likes sending memes that are a little bit offensive. Not like racist, but like you know, like when like somebody like a horse kicking a guy in the face or whatever kind of thing. And he would send these like wild ass fucking memes, and we would kind of send each other. And then I remember I was scrolling through one day. We haven't had a real conversation in almost 2 years. And I'm just scrolling through this text message of like weird fucking outlandish memes that we send each other. And I'm like, hey, man, how you been? And his response back is, all right.
And then he sent you a meme.
And then a meme, right back to the meme. I was like, fuck, you know what? You're right. This is the extent.
You got to add some text in the middle, just like, yeah. I thought you would really like this one.
Yeah.
What a crazy video.
And here's the kicker. I may not even be talking to the same guy anymore. He may have disconnected his phone one day and another guy got his phone number. And all of a sudden he's like.
He wouldn't have his Instagram account or.
No. This is on, actual text. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I could be texting somebody new and not even know it.
And he just continued on with the memes.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and send this. And he, by the way, how dare you assume it was a he that I was texting?
I don't know. I feel like you said he.
Yeah, but I'm saying is the person who took over could have been a she, they, them. You never know.
Well, you said he.
That's true. You know what? You caught me. You caught me. Have you heard that joke? Yes, twice. Be proud of yourself all you want to be. Have you heard one where it's, what's the joke? It's like, how does a non-binary person murder someone? They slash them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You sent me that.
Yes, I'm saying is, did you hear that one?
Oh, yeah. You sent me that.
Okay. I just wanted to bring it up to try to detract from the fact that I'm kind of an idiot. And it worked for a moment, I think.
I was like, wait, didn't you send me that like a day ago?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I'm trying really hard to.
I love that you thought I would forget that joke.
Yeah. I was just trying to find a way to move on.
Oh, okay.
Just give you a random fact, something to redirect you.
Stuck the landing.
Nailed it every time. Every single time.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's a gift of mine.
How's the gym been?
It's been okay. How's the gym been for you?
I don't know a gym.
Oh. James?
I haven't gone to the gym. I don't like gyms. I hate gyms.
I know.
Every time I think about going to the gym, I see a video of some chick being treated horribly in a gym. And I'm like, why would I pay for that? I'd take public transportation.
I got to tell you, with the except, I have seen guys try to like flirt with girls. But the majority of the time, like I've noticed an increase of like people that are just there for themselves. And just completely in their own moment. That's not to say that a guy won't look at a girl and be like,
it's not even about looking at. It's like guys going up to chicks like, you need to put on more clothes. Yeah. You're in your sports bra.
I haven't seen that. But yeah. But I'm sure, I know it happens. All I know it happens. Shit. But I feel like.
I've been like, do you even know how to use this machine?
That one I have seen. That I have seen.
It's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Why would I go to that? I could just work out at home.
Yeah. But do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, who the fuck gives a shit? Yeah. It's a. Yeah, who cares?
I have a ballet bar in my room. Yeah. I have like a little wood floor that I put in. I have weights. I have yoga mat.
Mm-hmm.
I got the internet.
I got the emotional weight at all times. I can
do my Pilates at home.
Do you do?
No.
Okay, be good.
Not yet. I looked at a video and I was like, huh, I could do these moves, I think.
Yeah, next. Oh, actually, I think I'm working next Wednesday. But as I say, we got to do one on a Wednesday because there's one that's out there in that area. Where we can go do it together. Gym's been good. I've actually been going almost every single day, almost taking like a rest day in between. And the results aren't fully there yet, but I'm feeling better every day.
Yeah.
Like clothes is fitting better. I'm feeling better. And also like last year when I lost my cousin, I pushed myself so hard to hit the gym because I was struggling with the way I was processing that death.
Mm-hmm.
And then once his memorial finally happened some months later, I stopped going to the gym because there was like a different wave of like a loss of energy, this thing I was processing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the holidays came around and I put so much weight back on, like not all the weight that I had lost, but like enough to where it felt weird. And I was just kind of like, I started hitting it hard again a week before, like about 2 weeks before my birthday. And that was when I said, you know, fuck it. I'm like, I'm just going to start going for it. I'm going to start doing this. And then knowing that I'm going to be shooting the sketch next month,
mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I should work out just a little bit more just to be a little bit more ready for
show up things. However you are.
I know. Absolutely. But I also want to show up feeling energy and not feeling sluggish.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to be more upbeat. Like today I went to the gym for like, I think I told you, only like half an hour. Mm-hmm. And it was divided into two little, like 10 minute and then 20 minutes. And it just did not feel like enough.
And, yeah. Sorry. That was a boring story.
anyway.
No.
Guy talked about a gym. Golly.
No. Like 30 minutes like that broken up. It's not going to feel like a full workout. No, that's dope.
Yeah. And that's a very long way of saying it's going good.
I was like, all right.
Yeah, like, I know you yawned again. No, it's a yeah. I don't think I look remotely different yet, but it is
different.
Yeah, it's a long journey, and I'm
you have a twinkle in your eye.
Do I?
No.
Does it sparkle?
No.
It just looks more dull.
I was lying.
Oh okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
No, you do.
Oh. Yeah,
you look like you have more energy.
Yeah,
lately.
Yeah, I
you
have
definitely sound like you have more energy.
Do
lately.
I? Okay, good, good, good. Not at the top of this episode. At the top of this episode, I'm just like, do you want to hear my back crack? I'm complaining about how out of shape I am, and then at the same time, I'm contradicting that by being like, I go to the gym pretty much every day.
I work out more than I ever have.
I actually do.
Everyone now knows you're a liar.
Yeah, I know. What I've been working on lately is I'm trying to prep myself for being able to like do some like pull ups or whatever. And I've been putting in all this work into doing that. And then I leave the gym and I'm like, fuck. I'm going to tell everybody I went to McDonald's today. Because something about being that productive just felt like I was like, this is too contradictory to who I am.
What?
Like, yeah. I was like, I don't want to. Because you know what it is? Because
no.
Okay. It's going to be really stupid. But
yeah.
You know when I post like every now and then, like I just left the gym, the selfie, whatever, like a little confidence booster being like, I'm acknowledging my progress. But every now and then I think to myself, I'm like, fuck, I don't want people to think I'm a gym rat. So then I'll just act like I went to McDonald's, or I'll make some kind of stupid fat joke, because I think to myself, if I give myself too much praise, it's going to be like tall poppy syndrome, where people are just going to start knocking me down or ask me questions like, how's the gym? You know,
who cares if they try to knock you down? You punch them back.
That's true. I do have the strength now to do that. Yeah.
Who cares?
I'm going to
celebrate yourself. You've been working out. Oh no. I got to tell people I went to McDonald's because I went to the gym.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. That's stupid. Who would do that?
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah. It's.
Don't ever do that again.
I do that. I'm going to do that later.
No, do not.
I'm going to go to McDonald's just to.
You can go to McDonald's and eat McDonald's. Like if you like food that never really goes anywhere.
You know what I really want to do?
Have some McDonald's.
You know what I really want to do? I want to go get on a treadmill at the gym. And then reach into my pocket and just pull out a cheeseburger.
Why would you get that on the treadmill?
No. I wouldn't put it on there. I just like eat
you
it.
You would.
Like keep it in the wrapper.
Bread is going to fall out of your mouth.
Oh, do you think I eat like a savage?
Yes.
I go to the gym. I am a dignified man.
Listen, you don't have to prove yourself to anyone.
You just told me I had to prove myself to everyone.
No, I didn't.
You did. You said, tell people that you go to the gym instead of telling them you go to
McDonald's. No, I said, don't tell people that you didn't go to the gym just because you don't want them to think you went to the gym.
Oh, gotcha. You know what? You bring
it's
a up
weird
a good
thing
point.
To be self-conscious about.
I
don't mean weird as in you're weird. I mean, like,
you meant
stop
it.
You
meant that I'm a weird guy.
No.
Yeah.
Meh. No.
Yeah.
But, like, who cares?
Yeah. When Ariel sees me, she's always like, hey, fat boy, and then pokes me.
And then he goes, hoo-hoo.
Yeah. I do it defensively because if I don't do it, she pokes harder. She's like, no, you did it
Shut
wrong.
Shut up. I don't do that.
I'm just, yeah. I know. What if I just want to paint you as like the worst person ever. So people could be like, oh.
A lot of the worst people I'm seeing in the world are very successful.
That's true.
I wish I could be one of the worst. Well, not one of the worst. I wish I could be an asshole.
I know.
Like a real asshole. Not like the asshole I am that doesn't financially benefit me.
You want to be the kind, you want to be the kind of asshole where somebody says to you, I'm going to lose my house. And then you say, how does that impact me?
No, I want to be the asshole that's like, make the deal. Are we signing papers or are we flapping our lips?
Are we flapping our lips is your way of being an asshole? Hey, are we signing these documents? Or are we just tugging each other's ties? Like... Wow,
you know,
Ariel,
are we
you're really good.
Shaking hands or are we just bullshitting each other? What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Sign it.
Yeah. Are we making a deal or am I quietly farting in this room?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I love the idea of people who don't fart in front of one another. It just entertains me so much.
It seems like too much work.
It seems so exhausting to be like that. And I understand
and
if
you
it's...
Could, I feel like you could mess up your body.
Yeah.
It's, by doing that.
Yeah. It's one of those things where... You just, it's, you, there's people, ooh, I like the way that looks.
Does it look good?
Yeah, yeah. Ariel's currently wearing my glasses.
Just found some glasses.
Yeah.
Are these?
You found some glasses? They're on my desk. I wonder who these are.
Depending on how, oh, these do look good.
Yeah.
So I found some glasses just wandering around in the wild.
Yeah, just randomly, yeah, just reaches over at my desk, shoves me out of the way.
Where'd you get these? Are these fake?
They're real sunglasses, but the lenses aren't.
These are sunglasses?
No, sorry, those are glasses, but the lenses aren't prescription.
They're very, very transparent.
Yes.
They're not, so you've got fake glasses.
I'm keeping them too. I got them for a Halloween costume, but I like them so much that I kept them so I can put my actual prescription in there.
Yeah. I might get me some round ones.
Yeah.
Does this look good?
It does. I really like it.
I like this.
Yeah. All right, now me. Now look at how I look.
Put on my glasses.
You gotta put on your actual glasses to see me. So it's like,
oh yeah,
yeah, it looks good. Wow, your voice went up so high. Oh yeah, it's fine. It's okay.
Why don't you just say in those? No, they look good.
Yeah, right. That's why I like it. Yeah. So I was like, fuck it.
I think because we both have round faces.
Yeah, you're right. I do have a round face. You're right. No matter how hard I work out, my face is always
going to be. Yeah, no. Okay. We never lose our round faces. Even though my like cheekbones are chiseled, the rest of my face is like, don't forget about us.
Yeah. My mom always says this. She goes, you know, you didn't have a big head growing up. It's just if you lost some weight. I was like, Mom, feel this. She goes, what is that? I'm like, that's my skull. When you put on weight, your skull doesn't get bigger like that. That just means I have a big fucking head. You just didn't realize
it. Feel this, Mom. What is that? It's the brain trauma.
It's the brain trauma. That remember that one time there was a wrench that hit my head?
It's the concussion.
Things just kept swelling. You know, it's crazy how big my fucking head is in comparison to the, like, I'm surprised those glasses fit you. I mean, they fit me just fine, but like, I feel like when people...
I feel like they fit me how they're supposed to fit.
Yeah, and for me they looked a little snug. Is that what you're saying, you fucking bastard? Is that what you're saying, you bastard? Yeah, bastard.
They filled my whole face.
They did. It's I'm trying to find my actual reading glasses.
I want to get some of those and some of the like the old school like 70s one with the two bars across.
Oh, I forgot I took an edible earlier. I was wondering, I was like, why do I feel like it's so chill right now?
Oh man.
Yeah. I forgot. Sorry. Is that how I said it?
No.
Oh, that's why I forgot. That's why I thought the 13 was.
It's because
I took an edible.
That's why.
This is a micro, by the way.
That's why. You guys, it only took him like 45 minutes to come up with that excuse.
No, it's.
Should we give it to him? Let's let him have that.
Again, I have the power to edit the fuck out of this thing. I can make it seem
but
like.
But you won't do that because you're an honest man.
That's true. I really hate that. I hate that.
I love that about you.
I don't. I wish I could be more negative. Mm-hmm. I wish I could be. I wish I was really good at. I wish I could lie. The problem is that it hurts to lie. I legitimately get a headache when I lie.
I just feel like intense guilt. I get like I don't like to lie. Unless it's like, why am I late for work? It's like, oh man.
Yeah.
Traffic.
Yeah. Like
and I got a Dunkin' same coffee like, in my hand.
Same. I feel like the only lie I can ever comfortably say is something, if I'm being honest, is work related. As I hope, by the way, I have like employers that listen to this, so I never lie to you. I love you.
He's never lied at this Keep job. Hiring. He told me, he was like, I could not ever lie at this job.
I could never. This your I respect them your too job much. Is the one job I covet. I value. I'm attracted to you.
Now listen, I don't lie. Like if I say that I missed the bus or the train, I am not lying.
Yeah.
Am I also not telling you that I missed the train because I left late?
No.
Because I was chilling for a minute and lost track of time, or because I like sat on the edge of my bed just thinking of reasons why I shouldn't get up and go to work.
I used to be late to work when I worked from home, and that was very that was really hard to admit. That was very hard to work around.
I'm sorry. In my acting studio, like when people are late to class and they're online, it's like, bro, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? It's
get online.
Yeah. I remember I was doing a customer service job from home and I woke up one morning and it was 20 minutes after my day was supposed to start.
Oh man.
And I was like, fuck.
The worst feeling is where you wake up already late for work.
Yeah. So then I
where someone calling you like, hey, where are you? And you're like, ugh.
Yeah. And then I remember I logged on And then I was like, sorry. I was trying to restart my internet and it wasn't working. And I was on the phone with Spectrum to try to be like, hey.
That's the most believable lie where it's like, oh, you were on the phone with Spectrum?
Yeah. And then I was like, they sent a signal and the guy was really cool. And he was telling me about how he really likes this one movie. I just started giving too much information. I'm like, anyway, so my internet's back on right now. I should be good. But if it doesn't work, you know, I'll just go somewhere else. And then I remember one time that it happened again another time. And I woke up late. I was like, sorry, I'm struggling with getting my internet on. Like, hey, don't worry about it. Just come into the office. I was like, fuck. Now I'm going to be additionally late. And I have to go into an office today just because I ignored my alarm. Because I don't use the snooze. I don't hit snooze ever.
Oh.
I always turn the alarm off immediately.
I set my alarm for like 30 minutes before I want to wake up. And then I set another alarm for like the last
possible moment
that I can wake up, and usually I go by the last.
Yeah,
that's what it's become. It's like the first one is a suggestion that I'm like, how tired am I still? I'm gonna lay back down. I don't know if it's healthy, but that's my system.
Yeah,
but like when you wake up to someone calling you like, hey, you close, and you're like, you know, no, I'm not close at all, I'm on the other side of town, I will run there right now, I just gotta, it's going to take me 10 minutes to get ready. I'm calling a lift. I'll be there.
Do you know why it's that? I feel like that's unhealthy. Because essentially you're like, oh, I got to set an alarm to wake me up half an hour before I need to wake up. Mm-hmm. And being like, instead of being like, oh, okay, cool. I just got woken up. Cool. That means I have another half hour. And then just lay back down. Because more often than not, I feel like people that set two alarms always end up waking up on the second alarm, not the first. So it's like, just get rid of the first alarm and wake up on the second one. Get that extra half hour of sleep. So that way you wake up less drowsy.
No, because every now and then
you fall apart.
The first alarm, I'm like, you know what? I'm good. Let me get on up. Get on up.
And I did a song reference too. The only thing I do different now is because of the dog, I wake up like half an hour earlier than I used to, just like make sure that she gets walked and all that stuff.
Yeah, you're up.
Just fucking say it.
No.
Okay, good.
You don't want to accept the truth.
I don't know. I just can't do it. It's I'm not a pet parent.
I mean,
I'm a dog owner.
You adopted. Oh, so you're like a slave master.
I mean, she doesn't do the work that I want her to do.
So you're a slave master. You're a dog owner. You didn't adopt her. You bought her at an auction.
I purchased her.
Wow.
I say to people, it's less me rescuing her and it's more being the rich guy in the movie Taken. Because it's like, because if
that's who you're comparing yourself to, you're on the wrong side of the argument.
No, what I'm saying is that's what I'm saying is when people are like, I'm a pet parent. I'm like, we're not pet parents. This animal from its parent and said, you live with me now. And purchased it, you know, paid somebody to be like, hey, oh, look at that cute, look at that cute child of that other animal. Give me that child now. Here is $200. I now own this child. Why is she whimpering? Because she sees me taking her child away.
So then it's slavery.
I prefer to say taken. There's a little less guilt there.
It's slavery.
It's,
if you watch a whimpering mother weep for her child as it's taken away so that you can be like, mine.
I mean,
that's a slave owner.
Goddamn, I.
Pet parent's not looking so bad now, is it?
Either I'm a slave owner or a pet parent. Those are my two options.
Yeah, I feel like adopting another human creature because we're all related. Well, she's every not a human tree, creature. Every. Oh, yeah, you're right. Every creature. Yeah. We're all related, we're all interconnected. The trees. The grass, the dogs, the cats, the humans. We're all part of this ecosystem.
So if you purchase land where there's trees, you're a slave master because you own trees?
So you adopted this creature and you decided to raise it and protect it.
Yeah.
Like, it's family.
I mean, I hear that argument quite often, but I still refuse.
Yeah, I know.
No, and it's also so funny because it's like I literally took her to be like, oh, you want to meet Santa? You know, and, you know, get her dolled up every now and then. You know what I purchased for her the other day?
I don't know.
A dog version of a Dodgers jersey. She's not my pet. I just, now and then.
She's not your pet?
No, no,
exactly. Sorry. What I said. She's Thank you. Child. I win. Win, 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 win. We're moving on.
You're right. Moving on. Okay. Jesus. God, Jesus.
Hey, you got to win how you win.
Yeah. By the way, I forgot I was wearing my glasses. I was like, why does everything look different?
This is amazing. Why can I see her?
Oh, my. Ariel? Oh, my God. I remember when I first, these are just reading glasses, too. I should be wearing them right now.
You go first, because I have a question that I think maybe you would know.
Okay, ask for the question.
No, you say your thing first.
I don't remember what it was. I'm sorry. It's okay. No, don't blame yourself.
That's why you were like, no, ask your question.
I was like, yeah, move on. I was like, I've forgotten. Again, I mentioned earlier, I forgot I took an edible, and then I just had a glass of whiskey, and I'm curious to see what the results will be.
My question is, isn't Yolanda Saldivar supposed to get out of jail this year?
I don't know if it's this year, but I know she's supposed to get out soon.
She's like going to be on parole soon, right?
Yes. And she is going to have her life is going to be in constant peril.
Oh, I told a friend, I was like, I feel like she's probably been free for a while and she just pays rent to stay in prison.
Yeah.
At this point, she's just like, don't tell them I can get out of here at any time.
She might already be out.
No, I don't know.
I'm not really keeping an eye on that.
No, it's just the memes that come out every now and then are hilarious.
Yeah. You know what I find very amusing?
What?
So my stepdad is from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, over here, there's this like Selena this, Selena that. I mean, I have a Funko Selena that I have in the horn of those hard cases that I like, got somewhere around here. And I was just like, yeah, I'm like, this is a fucking dope ass thing. And then he was telling me, he goes, you know, we don't give a shit about Selena in Mexico. He goes, maybe like in like right at the border kind of thing. He goes, but she wasn't an icon for us the way she was for you guys.
But what's bad about that?
Nothing's bad about it. But I was saying something like, because people are always like, the Mexican thing to do is to be a diehard Selena fan. But
I think it's Latin American.
Yeah, it's Latin American for sure. But it's one of those things that I was just sort of like, he was saying this to me being like, yeah, we don't really care about Selena. And I was like, it never occurred to me that even within our own within our own race or whatever, like that there would be people, because it's like, I understand there's typecasting, not everybody's gonna fucking like Morrissey or whatever the fuck they do.
Yeah.
But it's like, for some reason I thought that Selena was above that. Like I thought that Selena was like a universal thing.
You saw the movie, right?
I watched the movie.
She was just breaking into like
The
Mexican market. Like she was just being feel like taken seriously over there.
Yeah.
That's the tragedy of the movie, is that her life was cut short as she was making all these crossovers.
I thought the movie
they made the whole movie about this.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It wasn't about a woman being como la flor.
No, it was about her being a beady beady bum bum.
Oh, okay, yeah. She did have a nice bum bum. That's true.
Okay.
It was an itty bitty bum bum.
She was a gorgeous woman.
She was a beautiful woman.
But yeah, like, and then who knows what she would have been in a few years after that.
Yeah.
Had not, you know.
Yeah.
She who shall not be named.
Jennifer Lopez?
Cut her life short.
Oh, okay. Her too.
Have you seen those clips from her?
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. It is so funny. So
it's so hard to watch, be like, this. I like taking my hair down like this.
Yeah.
It reminds me of back when I was on the block.
I love like, all the videos that came out about people that are from the block she's referring to.
Yeah.
All talking about it. Like one of them's like, she went to this really fancy school. You know, like she like literally had her security shove people out of the way when she was only there for a photo op. The school that she could have saved with her money, she didn't. You know, like there were so many things that like were very much that. And I had somebody tell me, and I don't want to give too much of the information away, but one of the stories that was told was there was this assistant of theirs who this person was telling a story about how one time they had to do a return, some like expensive, like, you're like, Gucci
shouldn't
bag.
Talk about any of this. One time
he did this thing where he went out and he went out with his friends or his roommates or whatever, and they're all having drinks, and then one of them spilled alcohol in this very expensive Gucci bag that Jennifer Lopez wanted returned.
Ooh.
And they were like, fuck, what are we gonna do? So they dumped it out as best they could. They attempted to return it the next day, gave it to them. They knew it was under Jennifer Lopez's account, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at it. They looked at him. They gave him a full refund and immediately put that bag on a shelf. They did not give a shit because this was, you know, this bag used to be owned by Jennifer Lopez. She had a few drinks and she spilled one of them in there. That's why she returned it. Oh my God, I'm going to pay you triple for that bag. They fucking know that they're going to get that.
I don't
know.
I think they probably looked at him as like, you're going to get in a lot of trouble.
Maybe.
We'll just clean it in the back.
Those thousands of dollars. It's like, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But either way,
they have ways of cleaning those things.
I'm sure they do. But I've only ever heard negative things from anybody in production that has worked in or around her. Not in her. around her.
Ew.
Around her.
And in city
projects are around her.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Listen, she doesn't deserve that.
No. And they, you know, and everybody's always said like she's just like the kind of person who's like no eye contact, like that kind of yeah. person.
No, my favorite video, even more so. Well, no, I have to watch the Let My Hair Down video again because that one made me laugh hard.
Yeah.
But I still think my favorite is the one where she's like walking, you know, down the block.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah. And that used to be my room. And this guy was like, hey, who are you? And she's like, I'm Jennifer Lopez. And he's like, who's Jennifer Lopez? And she's like, me.
That's so great. I know. And
that video makes you could see her go like,
yeah.
All right. Cool.
She was amused to a certain extent, but mm-hmm. you know, she like had him killed afterwards. Yeah. She had him forcibly removed. Yeah, she forcibly removed from her own home, and she just fills it with coats and Gucci bags with drinks spilled in
but
them.
But it was just the way the framing of the whole scene was, because it was played as like this was going to be this beautiful moment, yeah. And she's like, oh wow, that was my room right there. And then she's like, hi sir, I used to live here. And he's like, who? And she's like, me. And he's like, who are you? And she's like, I'm Jennifer Lopez. And he's like, who's Jennifer Lopez? It felt like an Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
Back and forth. And it was so funny.
I love that also because of the added personal layer of the one time that I went back to go visit my old home and they did not give a flying fuck about me. And I was like, you're right. Why would you care that I came back? I was early 20s and I was trying to see if the place was still haunted. And I knocked on the door. I knock on the door, some dude's on his phone texting, and I look around like in there and I'm like, everything is different. I looked it up on like Redfin or whatever fucking place where they're showing the images of when it got sold last mm-hmm. A few years back or whatever, and they destroyed the interior of that place. Like
destroyed
one room is
it
red.
Or is it just different?
One room is red.
Is it a cool red?
No, it is not.
Are you just mad that it's not your own?
I'm going to show you afterwards.
What if it was painted by the ghosts?
It wasn't painted by the ghosts.
The ghosts
painted
the walls red.
It was painted by these
red.
Assholes who put like just like one of those like things that looks like fake like bricks or whatever. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they put the bricks in and whatever and they like nailed it on there. Uh-huh. And it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good.
I'll look at it.
Yeah, I'll show you. But
I'll let everyone know if you're a hater or not.
I'm absolutely a hater. But I went, I knocked on the door, and the guy was like on his phone. I was like, hey, I used to live here before you guys, before it got sold to you. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, I have a question for you. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was like, but is this place still haunted? They're like, what? I'm like, we used to see ghosts all the time, my family and I. And the guy's like, no, it's not haunted. And then he closes the door. Like, just whatever. I was like, okay.
You know, that sounds like the person who used to live there is now trying to scare the new people out so they can have the house back.
Yeah. I'm like,
you had to know that that's what he thought. Like, who the fuck is this guy?
I'm outside one of the windows going, ooh,
give us our house back.
Free us. You know,
that's
whatever.
That's hilarious.
And they did not care.
Yeah. I would have been like, no.
Yeah.
I would have probably closed the door too.
Yeah. I just closed it. I was like, you know what?
But I would have done it slowly. I would have just been like kept eye contact while I slowly close the door in your face. Just like,
what if right before the door closes, he disappears? It was a ghost sending me away. He's like, you gotta let us go. Move on, kid. We used to date a long time ago.
Ew.
How are you still stuck on us?
Why are you dating ghosts?
I mean, shit. Yeah, I had to make up a girlfriend. And I was like, oh, I dated a ghost. Yeah, she's all around all the time. Yeah, she's a little spooky. You know. No, fuck.
You tried though.
Yeah, I used to date her, but she ghosted me.
See for effort.
It wouldn't have worked in that ghosted line wouldn't have worked in the 2000s or early 2000s, but
no, I don't know if it works now.
It doesn't. Okay, well, fuck.
See for effort though.
Yeah, I love that. See for effort. Oh my god, that is such a bad grade.
No, it's an average grade.
Sometimes I think to myself, I should have microphones built so into loud. The car. I know. Why are you still pouring? You came to the conclusion.
It's so far away, but I'm so thirsty.
Oh my God, I have to. No,
you don't have to edit that one out. It's far enough away.
There, I'm going to turn the microphone away from you so you can drink.
I never slurped once.
I beg to defer. It is.
That's how I drink.
Yeah, away from the microphone. That's how one should like this. Like
I went like this every time I drank.
Yeah. No. I don't know. Look, I'm the one who edits.
The only time I was close was when I chewed the ice because I forgot we had a microphone. Yeah. Sometimes it was just so in the moment. Sorry for sometimes being when present you're drinking as a friend
on a podcast. It sounds a little bit like the ice crusher in the fridge is dispensing more ice. That's what it sounds like sometimes when you're drinking. I'm like, my God, Ariel.
I always move away from the mic.
Yeah, but only when you're talking. Stop it.
Wow, he's been in a sassy mood today.
I've been emotionally compromised.
Listen, people mix up 23 and 13 all the time. You got to move on.
That's not a good argument in court, by the way.
Oh, my God. Disgusting.
Ariel. Oh,
that's gonna be the sound bite. No one's gonna listen to the context of this.
No, they're not. They're just gonna be like, they're just laughing at
back
this.
In 2024, Ariel sad.
Yeah. What I love about that is it infers that this podcast was so successful that people go back to try to cancel us.
No, all they have to do is plug in my name.
That's true.
And then
yeah, that thing you just did.
Uh-huh. It was the chewing, not the slurp. So what I inferred is that I would be.
Yeah, it's been about a month since we've recorded. You got to cut us some slack.
Listen, I chewed. I didn't slurp.
Okay, you're right. I don't think one is better than the other, by the way.
But it's a terrible argument. Distinct difference.
Audibly, sure.
Yes.
And okay, you're right. You're absolutely correct.
Thank you.
All right, let's wrap up
this. You're learning.
Let's wrap up this episode before you need more drinks.
This is ginger ale.
No, I didn't mean alcohol. I just meant slurping sounds or crunching sounds on the podcast.
I got my ice water in my tumbler down here.
Well, good for you. I've never been
lucky. I didn't pick that up.
That's true.
I was considerate.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. You are so caring.
It's what I do.
You are.
As a friend.
It is. Yep.
And a human.
That's true.
A part of this ecosystem.
A human animal.
A human animal.
Yeah. We're all human animals.
I'm a human creature.
You're a human creature unless you're not.
We all came from the same like little amoeba.
Yeah, we all came from the same amoeba.
Why are you just repeating what I say?
Because we are
to make it sound like you're making these profound statements.
You know what they say?
It's me.
When you wanna have somebody be on your side, you just repeat what they say.
No, you're making me not further away from your side.
Yeah, I know. The problem is that it's taking her further away from my side.
And what do you have in here that's sharp?
be sure to follow us on social media at I am Jose Chavez for myself, at Ariel _ Washington for Ariel.
You didn't let me say it.
Okay, how do you spell it?
Ariel _ Washington.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing this. We're back, baby.
Hey. I don't know what that was. You can cut before that after.
The entire episode is just going to be going A.
Hey.
It's going to be the entirety. All right, y'all take care. Keep life awkward. Again, rate, review, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. Take care. Bye-bye.